ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनश्लाकया चक्षुर्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणा रघुनाथमृतं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखामृतांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धौ दीनबन्धौ जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकांत राधाकांत नमस्ते रक्तकांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
सो वी आर गैदर टुगेदर इन एप्रिशिएटिंग the new devotees who are going to commit their lifelong vows for liberation through no meditating, no illicit sex, no intoxication and no gambling. These are the cardinal principles of liberation from the three modes of material nature. And then one can chant purely. Otherwise everybody can chant. So first constitutes the commitment of the vows, but then the regulated vows of chanting minimum 16 rounds, and on Ekadashi they say extra rounds, but we say 25 rounds. In order to make some tangible progress, we take this vow. Of course, 25 rounds is voluntary. It is not imposed. But if one is desirous to make a steady progress, then more and more sacrifice is required. If you want to get purified, that much sacrifices also require. At least in this beginning, initiate means to begin. In the beginning, we follow what Srila Prabhupada has given the standards of chanting minimum 16 rounds a day without fail and follow four regular principles. Then both progress is also guaranteed and liberation is also guaranteed. Actually, liberation comes on its way. So we do not have to make a separate effort. But nonetheless, liberation from the material nature is required. It's a prerequisite to go back home, back to Godhead. Without liberation from the... or do not come under the sway of the three modes of material nature is the greatest achievement in Kali Yuga. But it can be only facilitated by chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So our progress in becoming a regulated devotee is estimated on the basis of how seriously we are taking. Householders, according to Haridas Thakur, should be aware of not to offend anybody if he chants once. In the rest of the life he may not chant, but nonetheless the effect of the holy name nobody knows better than Haridas Thakur. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appointed as Namacharya. So his definitions are very intense because he was following himself so intently. We do not want to imitate, but nonetheless the same principle of expediting the spiritual effect which is accomplished by both the Bhagavat Vidhi, which is based on chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and Pancharatriki Vidhi, your offering your vows as an oblation in the sacrifice of devotional service. So here Radha Krishna are witnessing, Shalagram are witnessing, four Vedas are witnessing, Visvakshena is witnessing, and invocation of the fire sacrament they are going to witness. All the devotees are going to witness. So there is hardly anybody who never chanted in this assembly, at least once. So we are grateful that whatever the pious credit achieved by chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we give them in the form of blessings. So the new initiates or second initiates who are reconfirming the vows, you know, then they require the boost, and that is called enthusiasm. Then they will be able to utilize other means of our increment in bhakti. There are other five. After enthusiasm, nishchaya, dhrata. So you are committing nishchayatmak bhava. Very, very confirmed vows are there. Then dhairyat. Dhairya means patience. Do not jump up, do not get deviated by any onslaught of material life. Rather face it boldly and make a tangible progress. We can't afford to lose any opportunity, whether in happiness or distress, to advance ourselves. Because both the things of happiness and distress, we are supposed to tolerate. People forget. How can you tolerate happiness? Or you want to squeeze out happiness just for your sense gratification or titillation of the mind? That is not fair. We are supposed to tolerate such urges so we can manage our life better. Otherwise, mind is like a loose goose. Can put us on jantrarudhani maya, easily. We have to understand in the yoga system also, yam and niyam are the first two priorities to be checked. Control of mind and senses. You can have so many other instrumental encouragements, but to control mind and senses, this is most required. We can use any methodology just to control mind and never let it loose and become really a tumbling block in our life. We can't decide what to do. We should not inform the Guru what I want to do. But to manage our life, we should ask, Lord Maharaj, what should I do? And you will get the answer. A guru is not an exploiter. Her weakness is of one's disciples. Rather, he will put forward propositions that will be beneficial for his progress. Guru doesn't want to see his disciple in the same muck of Maya even after initiation. One may not be serious, but at the same time, one remains courageous, then seriousness will follow. But courage should not be blindly applied. Rather, it should be regulated, because Maya is constantly present within our body and outside the body. More we expand, more we will become bewildered. So better when we are offering our homages in the form of four regulative principles, then again situation will be understood. It is for the rectification of our previous life. It is important to know that what constitutes the holy name, which is so glorified in the scriptures as non-different from the Lord Himself. His holy name is non-different from Himself. Himself means the manifested Self, not obscure or nirguna. It is not an abstract. The Lord's form is ritam, means factual. But it is not constituted like ours. But it is the power of the holy name that is going to reveal. Not that I know Krishna. There are stumbling blocks in our process of bhakti, and they are all hurdles by Maya. The stumbling blocks, they come from misunderstanding. A misunderstanding is working like a fog. But keep on chanting, such misunderstandings about the holy name can be dissipated by the pure holy name. But holy name is so effective that even in the foggy name, it gives liberation, guaranteed to liberate. Anarthas are like clouds, more denser than fog. These anarthas are simply fueling our nonsensical activity, even in our household life, which we are trying to mend, and we need to curb it. But rest assured, holy name alone is capable to do it. And you have holy name available in a very regulated form, with the instructions and guidance and even practical examples, within our life. That these anarthas, which are like dense cloud in the sky, but they can move by the power of sun. Holy name is like sun. But our ignorance about the efficacy of the holy name and the anarthas, they hamper like stumbling blocks. But rest assured, continue the holy name and it will move the cloud away. Or otherwise, go to the place where the clouds are not there. That's your choice. You will make it faster. The third is the state of pure name, pure holy name. And meanwhile, you are already in the liberated form if you progress that way. And then you can chant purely. That is understood to be the mercy of Bhakti Devi, who is combined form of Samvit and Ladini potency of Lord Krishna. This is Bhakti Devi. So naturally, the product is Jnana and Vairagya. They are concomitant factors. These are the two sons of Bhakti Devi. Transcendental knowledge and detachment from the worldly affairs, even though you are in the world. That is guaranteed. So, we have to make some progress. Otherwise, we come, celebrate Haribol when the name is given, or you put the oblation. It's not ritualistic process. This is Pancharatriki Vidhi, where Lord Brahma educated Narada. Brahma got educated from Lord Shri Krishna. This methodology is a parallel to the Bhagavat Vidhi, is chanting. Chanting is there, then nine processes are there. So progressive is also in the nine processes. So we have to keep on estimating or measuring our progress. Now, to take the vows of initiation is also a very bold step. Very bold step. It is an opportunity or to enter into a higher, you know, realm. So those who are going to reconfirm your vows, and you will be told that what are the vows you took and what are the vows, the same vows you are going to continue. So then we can give the progressive mantras which are required in the state of Brahminical initiation. But it is also very important to delineate the offenses. Offenses are the gross product of both ignorance and anarthas. And it is said that all these offenses are manifested in anartha yukta devotee, not anartha mukta. So anartha yukta devotees, they become first of all oblivious to sincere chanting or attentive chanting. Inattentive chanting causes all other offenses. So we have to make progress in our consciousness and sharpen it. Daily we recite of the offenses. The first and foremost offense is to blaspheme a devotee who has dedicated his life in propagating the holy name of the Lord. Holy name acts so wonderfully that whoever takes is being empowered, but he does not know his potencies, latent potencies are there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us blanket instruction. To jare dekha tare kaha Krishna upadesh hamare agya guru hona tare desh. It was not told only to one person. All the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By instruction we are associating with Srila Prabhupada as the preeminent Siksha Guru. And therefore, whatever Prabhupada received the potency from his spiritual master is received in succession. These instructions are not different from devotee to devotee. Everyone is given the same instruction. So the progress is guaranteed. ISKCON is progressing by leaps and bounds, and simultaneously so many problems are also coming by leaps and bounds. So please do not add our own problems. More we go, because history repeats itself, and devotees have to be well informed, So our governing body, is now thinking so much globally that there should not be any weaknesses left anywhere in the globe that is less developed, even in spiritual life. Materially, there are continents, they are called third world. They think they are not materially developed. But spiritually, we should not keep them starving, because it does not require any qualification to receive the holy name. So who will be the next generation empowered? Empowerment is in the holy name, and whoever is serving the holy name is capable. So this is an important thing, that we need a tangible progress to cope up. Yesterday we went and came from Hobart, and very interestingly, they want a regular center here. Steve Prabhu is here. He came along. He has been in our contact since a year and a half almost, sometime. But it is very... So holy name is prevailing. And it finds out where are the devotees even. Holy name can dig out where are the devotees. We have hard time to dig out where is the super soul and his holy name. We had hard time. But nonetheless, holy name is going to dig out everywhere the potential devotee who is non-different than the potency of the Lord, because we are all potency of the Lord anyway. Jivera Swarupa Hoyra Krishnera Nitya Das Krishnera Tatastha Shakti Veda Aveda Prakash. So, the first and foremost offense is to blaspheme the devotee who has dedicated his life in propagating the holy name of the Lord. We refrain from even commenting ordinary event, because it might lead. There are incidents, even in the first generation, Srila Prabhupada's God brothers, in the beginning they started Prabhupada Disciples Conference on internet, and they were squibbling, from outside, somewhere inside the ISKCON structure and cooperating with it. But some who have left, they also started babbling, and interjecting, and ended up offending other devotees who are giving some kind of opinion. So ultimately it all broke. To prevent further offense, that conference is hardly active, and they have to be very, very vigilant. That what is it? So there is always a moderator for a conference. That he has a duty, that we are not going out of line and criticizing unnecessarily, because it amounts to offense. And there is no remedy for it. Even the Lord does not forgive. Just like the Lord is non-different from the holy name, Lord is also non-different than his expanded form called Sudarshan Chakra. And behold, however powerful Durvasa Muni was, he was given a very hard lesson by offending Ambarish Maharaj. So we have to be very, very careful. Our purity depends upon our behaving and Vaishnava etiquette. We do not have to go out of line. Out of line is another thing, and out of way is another thing. Those who want to help out of way, they do not give away the way. Rather, they carry the way along with him and show other people to the path of devotional progress. You do not have to go out of your way by rejecting the way and try to give to somebody. No, you should stay with him. You know? But it is important that we do not have to invent anything. Everything is given. Simply be serious to imbibe, and we will be able to be a better devotee who will be vigilant about his own shortcomings, others' shortcomings around him. Because such association amongst the devotee is very precious, and it is not available anywhere in the whole three worlds, only on this planet, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, it is available. So, second offense is to consider the names of Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma to be equivalent to or independent of name of Lord Vishnu. 2 days back in Srimad Bhagavatam class, there was a conclusion in the purport by Srila Prabhupada that the worshipper of demigods, especially, when they equate the demigods with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna or Vishnu, then they are committing offense. They are committing offense of the scriptures. That will constitute the fourth offense. But the third offense, which is highly parallel, is to disobey the orders of spiritual master, because everything is estimated on the strength of devotional service of the demigods also, and the spiritual master also, who is the sum total of all good virtues of the demigods. So he has to be exemplary. Moreover, he has to take the devotees in confidence to promote them and further progress. So, to equate, right, the holy name without proper understanding and cut short because they do not know the position of or the difference between the position of demigods, who are the limbs, but nonetheless they are jiva-tattvas. While Vishnu-tattva is worshipable, jiva-tattva is not. If Vishnu-tattva is there, you cannot put jiva-tattva on the same status. All the demigods are jiva-tattvas, except Lord Shiva is called Shiva-tattva. And Shiva-tattva cannot be differentiated. So it is a mid-position between Vishnu Tattva and Jiva Tattva. When Lord Vishnu decided to become master of mode of ignorance, he has to transform himself into a very unique personality. He will help in destruction, completely opposite function than the creation. So we can easily conclude that the creation, sustenance and dissolution, all three done by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but destruction especially is done through his transformed personality. The transformation doesn't require anything, little time. The milk automatically gets acidified by the bacteria who are thriving on it. The bacteria are also inside the milk when you milk a cow, and they expand. But there is a time period that you have to consume as milk, otherwise it will be yogurt. We try to select yogurt culture much more on a purer state, then we can utilize it to make the same strain of bacteria. So the yogurt also tastes sweet. In Bengal they make mishti dahi. Have you ever tasted? That is also a concentrated culture, drain out the water, make maska from yogurt, and again you do the culture with milk. And milk will be solidified again. So it becomes thicker and thicker, and when you put jaggery, or palm jaggery they use, but even sugar, it will become so much tasty. But here we see the functionality of Lord Shiva is to samupaiti karya. Just like the milk transformed into yogurt, Lord Vishnu transformed into Lord Shiva. The transformation came through secondary sankarshan of a Vaikuntha planet who became Shankar by reflection of Lord Vishnu's, Mahavishnu's glance. So therefore, Lord Shiva, as Sadashiva, who is eternally existing, is having a place in the spiritual sky just opposite of Virja River. Right? That is the spiritual form. But people worship on expanded forms in the material world. Gunavatar, then Rudras, then Bhairavas. These are all subsequent progeny. And they are all, this progeny of Rudras were fighting with the progeny of the rishis and onset of being Prajapati. Brahma beget four Kumaras. They denied. So Brahma got frustrated. So Rudra came out. And Rudra was asking, what is my function? What should I do? He is asking Brahma. So Brahma became the father of Rudra. And he says, okay, you can have your own progeny. Become Prajapati. That was the only order for Brahma. In Adarsha Grahastha Ashram, we have taught from 7th canto, 14th chapter, the ideal family life, that we also receive the same message of becoming Prajapati. Otherwise, what is the function of marriage system? But we have to raise in Krishna consciousness so they can be liberated. Otherwise, there is no right according to Srimad Bhagavatam. So, we have divine duties. Marriage is for divine duties. Now, to consider the transformed form equivalent to the speck pure status of Vishnu Tattva is an offense. In Padma Purana it is said, Yastu Narayanam Devam Brahma Rudradi Devatam Samatvena Vikheta Sa Pakhandi Bhavedruvam. If one equates, so scriptural injunctions are there. So, yeah, I mean, day before yesterday there was a conclusion by Srila Prabhupada in the purport that those who are worshippers of demigods, they are offenders to the scriptures. They do not understand the scriptural injunctions. And they make believe that everybody is God. God is one. Oh yes, we know it. But everybody is God. That is their conclusion. It doesn't make sense. So, second offense to equate, it is also touching the aspect of the third offense, which is to disobey the orders of spiritual master. That is on the spiritual level only, not on material level. He sees the benefit of spiritual life that he has taken a responsibility of his disciple. Then the fourth offense is also being following. And generally those who are materially educated people, they get some kind of false ego to compare anything that is spiritual as even mythology. So what is the use? So they start blaspheming the Vedic literature or literature in pursuance of Vedic version. These are mythology, these are these are that. We simply tell, if you don't know, can you please shut up? If you do not know, can you please shut up? Then if they still open their mouth, then they said, how do you understand that you are simply an imaginary person? You are showing your nature, which is imaginary. If the scriptures are mythology, you are also a mythology. Might. There is nothing like mythology. History is not mythology. They are recorded facts. Recorded, re-recorded. But as far as spiritual literatures are concerned, the Vedic literatures are concerned, they have been still intact by pure devotees who have come to the conclusion of the Vedic version. Therefore, they are told to write such literature and expand it. Prabhupada gave order for every sannyasi to write. I haven't written anything yet. I'm sorry. But there will be a time. Something has to be written down. At least your own realizations you can write down. If they are not contrary to the principles of the Vedic conclusion or the parampara. So there is a strict guidelines that we have to follow. So this fourth offense, to blaspheme the Vedic literature or literature in pursuance of the Vedic version, the holy name is offended, because ultimate aim of the literature in this Kali Yuga is chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And you'll be surprised, it is tagging in the fifth offenses also, that such so-called materially educated people misunderstand the importance of the Vedic conclusions. So therefore they also have nerve to tell that chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra is imaginary. But we are warning, it is not imaginary. Krishna says it is science. Pratyaksha avagamam dharmyam susukham kartum avgayam. What proof you require? If you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra and follow all the regulative principles, then under the tutelage of your spiritual master or initiating or instructing spiritual master, You can advance and by realization, the transformation within yourself. And that transformation has to be stepwise, not whimsical. If you make an experiment, that is the whole recipe given. Otherwise, your cake will not come. The cake has a stepwise recipe, isn't it? After you put in the oven and then you add yeast, will it grow? No. So like that, stepwise, one after another. The steps are given, ādau śraddhā tato sādhu saṅgatha bhajana kriyā atha anartha nivṛttiṣya tato niṣṭhā ruchi āsakti and bow and pray. Oh my God, 9 steps. How could you violate? How could you allow your mind to wander there? So this is the kind of commitment that when one is willing to follow the spiritual master, then they have to have understanding developed. It's not that, get initiated first and then we'll see. No. So, in our ISKCON administration, they are becoming tighter and tighter and tighter. So, it is important. Actually, the 6th offense is also done by so-called educated people. They take liberty to interpret the holy name. When somebody is educated in arts, and even in arts, some kind of anthropology or anthropomorphism or something related to human development, either psychologically or psychology means behavior. But Vaishnava behavior, Vaishnava characteristics which are developing by the spiritual process, they are more powerful than that. But yet, because they are so-called educated people, they start interpreting Krishna means blank. Krishna means, Baba, he can be everything. Why are you trying to limit or means? And recently, there is, an, especially in Gujarat, those who know Gujarati, raise your hand, Prabhus. If you go on Google and just type them, Krishna Kona. Krishna belongs to whom? All right. One Mataji, she was a novel writer. Then she became a script writer for some films, and then she became, you know, a kind of running a tutorial and give some erudite lectures. But I wonder why Krishna is still sticking with her, you know. She has been flamboyantly, you know, now propagating. Krishna didn't have any personality. Big so-called people, Mahatma Gandhi, Bal Gangadhar Tilak, Vinoba Bhave, they are all freedom fighters. Prabhupada said Britishers paid them to write impersonal treatise on Bhagavad Gita, Advaita Siddha. Every politician has been writing Bhagavad Gita. There are few Bihari politicians, they are writing their own Bhagavad Gita. Lalu Prasad Yadav, he wrote Lalu Chalisa, Hanuman Chalisa. So like that. So the, I mean, can you imagine God is God. God cannot be made or cannot be understood by so-called scholastic aptitude. Because he transgresses Vaishnava etiquette. Transgression, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not tolerate even an erudite scholar. He corrected him. Then he was ready to listen even by mercy of Gadadhar Pandit. Unless somebody recommends, no. One cannot approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly. So, some Vaishnava character has been approved, but not fully. So anyway, the sixth offense is to give some interpretation to the holy name of the Lord. It is also an offense on the holy name. The spiritual master reveals the meaning. You know, Prabhupada clearly states that there are three seeds in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hara, Krishna and Rama. Then he gives the meaning. Hara means the internal potency of the Lord. Krishna means the Supreme Personality of Godhead who is all attractive and he has also all blissful nature. That's why he is called Rama. And people start interjecting their familiarity with Ramchandra only, but not with Nityananda Ram or Parshuram or Balaram. Now where do you end up? It's good that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did other way around. Don't chant Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. There are so many reasons you will find that Mahaprabhu did everything topsy-turvy. Otherwise, in every Kali Yuga, other than this, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That is only for liberation and not for love of Godhead. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expedited and he was so merciful that he was thoughtful about these people in the age of Kali. And that too, his influence would be up to 10,000 years. And Prabhupada therefore is predaciously and very precisely giving the purports. And he said, I have not written this. Otherwise, on my own I didn't have any energy. But Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Tara Pravartan. That is the verdict of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Without the potency of the holy name, even you cannot spread the holy name. So, devotees have to, remain faithful to the holy name. It is called service to the holy name. Because Krishna, Kali Kalera Nama Rupa Krishna Avatar. Nama Rupa Avatar is present. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came himself to deliver his holy name. So the potency is invested in the holy name and not in the chanter. Chanter is an instrument in the hands of the Lord. Holy name is the most potential aspect. So a chanter has to remain humble. One can chant only in humble state of mind, thinking oneself lower than the straw in the street. It should be more tolerant than a tree and devoid of all sense of false prestige. Should be ready to offer all respects to others. Regardless. So, Haridas is correct. If you chant, If somebody chants once Hare Krishna, that's good enough. He is not worthy to be offended. Because the holy name is already invested. It is coming out from his person, even accidentally. Doesn't matter. Unintentionally, doesn't matter. However the vibrations are, because kids can chant, even dog chants on his own. There are no street dogs. Sorry, Melbourne doesn't have that. But go to India and Nagar Sankirtan, dogs also follow. Only the human dogs do not follow. So, number seventh offense is to commit sinful activities on the strength of the holy name. It's a deliberate, willful indulgence. That means it's doubly punishable. We can't do two things simultaneously. We can't immediately repose our duality on the holy name. Oh, I am a dual person. I am sometimes on the seashore, otherwise it will be completely converged with the water. I am in a sandwich position. Prabhu, what can I do? Arey Baba, chant loud in the association of the devotees. And open your heart, open your book of lifestyle, then they will be able to help you. So to commit sinful activities on the strength of the holy name, you may not alone prevent it, but others have power to prevent it, if you want that very precious association. Number eight is to consider the chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra to be one of the auspicious ritualistic activities offered in the Vedas as Karmakanda. Even the Brahmanas of the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they misunderstood the Sankirtan movement and offended Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan party by, you know, what do we call it, chaprasi kare. Falsely complained to Kazi, and his men broke the mridangas. But can you imagine the power of that movement which is celebrated non-cooperative, non-violence movement? And Gandhi followed that and drove Britishers out, but he was not a devotee. He chanted the name, so we can call some kind of devotee, but a devotee traded with politics and he has to sacrifice his life for nation, not for Krishna. So this kind of deviation occurs. He himself writes in his biography, my experiments with truth, my experiment with truth. It is his biography. He said, I wonder whether 5,000 years back, Lord Krishna was walking and talking amongst us like one of us. He was doubtful. Srimad Rajchandra was his spiritual master, an impersonalist. And he was having a jewelry shop in Mumbai. His Bhagavad Gita is still available, Srimad Rajchandra. And those were, again, he was Gujarati. I have so many things to tell about Gujarati. Srimad Rajchandra. He has some institutions also still going on. But the conclusion is completely wrongly conceived. It was partly okay. But then why he was chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra? If his conclusion is that the Lord is nirguna, without qualities, he doesn't have form. So such things can easily misinterpret. And these Brahminical people who are supposed to know the Supreme Brahman, they do not know. They know only Brahman as the extended energy, both spiritual and material together. Sum total, that is Brahman. And that is represented by Brahma Jyoti. But then why would Ishopanishad will be, which is very startling. And only in Ishopanishad the devotee is pursuing to request that dazzling effulgence, the Brahman, to reveal his face behind it. To reveal his face. An impersonal cannot have a face. But impersonalism, even if you see in Islam, they don't show even face of Muhammad, what to speak of Allah. Even Muhammad is without face. But this is a fact. So, Karmakand is meant for whom? Those who are materially attached, their sankalpa, even though they perform same, but it is for personal petty benefit. In my household, father passed away, so let's have Brahman called and do the yajna. Otherwise, annually we do fire sacrifice as a shraddha ceremony. If father is not liberated, let me make a pind out of atta and throw in the fire. Remind him. This is what they do. It's karmakand. Benefit. It is not reaching to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is only for our benefit, thinking that, oh, father would not come to encroach the property he has already given, you know. He should. Otherwise, the parents who are so attached to their children, they again come in the same family, you know, by becoming children. Prabhupada writes somewhere. But it's a fact. The attachment brings us back, even within the family. Otherwise, they will become ivy to hang on the building. Or grow as a peepal tree on the building. It can grow anywhere. Have you seen peepal tree growing on the building? Come on. You haven't gone to India. In the wall, yes. You know, the birds pass tool and drop the seed also along with it. It got fertilizer, it got place, and if there is moisture, it will start growing. Not only that, it ruptures the building also. What an attachment! And we think we are given residence, but then we say, oh, this house is haunted. Somebody is still there. And we quit. But even they do Bhagavat Sapta for that material benefit. And Prabhupada said, no, that is not bona fide. For material benefit, Bhagavatam is supposed to take us back home, back to Godhead, while material benefit. That's a misuse or wastage of energy. Anyway, it may be only pious activity, but it is not purifying to extend the understanding of spiritual life. We still want to sink in the material life. This Diksha Vidhi is not for sinking into material life, rather coming out like lotus. And lotus will not keep any drop of dirt on its petal. It's always beautiful. The soul is beautiful because the Supreme Personality of Godhead is beautiful. Number ninth. What is number ninth? Kids. Offense number nine.
Are you faithful or faithless?
Faithful.
Faithful or faithless?
Faithful.
So do not preach the glories of the Holy Name to faithless. But what were you doing? Were you faithfully hearing?
Yeah, when you sit, look at that. Faithful hearing. Prabhupada said, faithful oral reception. This is very important. So, to instruct a faithless person about the glories of the Holy Name tantamounts to be an offense on the Holy Name. Why? Because you are wasting your time, energy, which is Holy Name itself. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dispatched Nityanand and Haridas Thakur to preach to the faithless, Jagai and Madai. Again, faithless. Oh, Jagai and Madai, did you play Jagai Madai drama? Oh, what did you become? Oh, you
sorry, not to offend you.
The kids are smart even though they play and don't pay attention. The parents should not imitate kids, okay? Right. So, we are supposed to conserve the energy rather than waste. One who is, becoming more and more faithless because enamored by material prowesses or material desires, then it becomes very, very detrimental. We have to save such a person, but suppose if one is initiated and droops down into such a low situation of consciousness, then the spiritual master has to pull him out by force. Otherwise, simply cry. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj was giving initiation, a sannyas initiation to one, and his wife came and dragged him out and he followed her right from sitting for initiation. So he said, I can't help but to cry myself. Yes, material nature is so powerful. Sometimes it is so humiliating. But then we are given something to counteract the effect of the Kali Yuga, and that is the holy name only. But if we do with enthusiasm in the association of the devotees, everyone is given a more powerful weapon than AK-47. And that is, it shoots 108 Mahamantras. So you multiply it by how many? 16 holy names. So how many are there? 1,728 holy names. In one shot, one trigger. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. I bet you the AK-47 is not capable to shoot that many.
Especially in Kartik.
Yeah, it takes time. But you're shooting within 3-4 seconds, 4-5 seconds. As long, you can adjust your speed of shooting. Right? Anyway. Number 9th is to instruct a faithless person about the glories of the holy name. Because holy name is very sensitive. But devotees take risk to find out who is having faith and who is not having the faith. So they go and approach with the book. And the faithless person will say, no, thank you very much. That's very good. Do not waste time. If somebody responds, he has faith. Even on a challenging aspect, if somebody responds, he has some kind of faith, but misguided. Therefore he argues. But he is worth enough to take opportunity. But as soon as you find out somebody faithless, get out from there. Give him pakora and shut him up by his mouth. You can distribute prasad to them and they will not deny it. Most of the time, do not deny it. We tried to give cookies yesterday. Many took. Kids are so innocent, they took. Their parents also took. But few Chinese were there, and they did not. Oh, no, thank you, no, thank you. That's respectfully said. It's fine. Oh, I'm fine. I don't need. They think we are distributing food. For them, it is something. But anyway, we have to take a calculated chance, but do not go after them in the spirit of defeating them or convincing them when they are insulting the holy name. So therefore, deliberately we should not attempt such things that will insult on our cause. It will insult the holy name on our cause. It may be like that your singular effort as a person may not be enough. Therefore go in, party. Then they will become weak. This is Sankirtan movement. It is not a soul movement. So always go. Our Babaji, Tanna Mahaprabhu sent Haridas Thakur along with Nityanand Prabhu to Jagai and Madai. And yet they were mistreated. So you can understand the offense committed by Jagai and Madai. It was to the holy name. But the distributor of holy name was so munificent that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came rushing to kill both Jagannath and Madhai, and Nityanand Prabhu is pleading, please don't kill them. Otherwise everybody is like Jagannath and Madhai in the Kali Yuga. You have come to deliver your holy name as the rescuing these fallen souls. This is the rescuing. Number 10th offense is to maintain material attachment so strongly even after understanding the efficacy of the holy name. So it is like Saucha Kunjarvat situation. You want to utilize the holy name to keep material attachment. Then what is the purpose of cleansing ourselves? Kunjar means elephant. Elephant takes bath in crystal clear water and comes out and picks up dirt and throws on himself. He is doing his way. That is for him who doesn't understand the purification for the bath. But nonetheless, such elephants can be also tamed to serve Lord Krishna directly, indirectly. Go to Guruvayur, go to Trishur. Hundreds of elephants are engaged in service of the Lord. It's not a fashion. When elephant gets mad with other elephant, generally, as a rivalry, everybody has to flee. Elephants rule. Yes? So, even after understanding so many instructions given for the efficacy of the holy name, and still we maintain material attachment instead of cultivating detachment. Don't be afraid of detachment. Things are with you, but your consciousness is going to change with the things, and you can utilize in Krishna's service. Anasaktasya vishayan yatharham upayunjata nirbande krishna sambande yukta vairagya uchyate. Everything is there in the material world. Prabhupada said, let the atheist scientists create more and more things so we can utilize more and more in service of Krishna. But we do not have to engage in that futile services for nobody's benefit. Oh, I'm making atom bomb and I will hand over to Jadparat and you can trigger anytime. Come on. That's good. So, we don't have to, make an atom bomb and uselessly, ending up using it. No, anything that is favorable in service of Krishna has to be utilized. We are utilizing mic, but we did not manufacture. You can utilize anything. Prabhupada said one time, do you remember Aniruddha Prabhu? That even if a tank is given, an army tank, we can utilize it.
Missiles!
Oh my God! Where do we go? Korea? North Korea? We'll ask Jayapata Kamal if it is his zone. I know South Korean devotees are there, but in North Korea, Okay, keep our fingers crossed. So in this way, these 10 offenses are very important to understand in order to remove the not only ignorance, anarthas. When offenses are removed, other things can be also removed. So we are targeting only on 10 offenses, out of which 9 offenses can be mitigated by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra alone. It will take time, but if you chant in the assembly and repent for that particular offense, it is absolved. But the first one, unless you go and piteously cry for forgiveness from the offender, from the offended person, the offender has to go to the offended devotee. Unless and until he falls down at his lotus feet, cry piteously to forgive him. And because he is a Vaishnava, rest assured he will forgive. If he is not a Vaishnava and shadow, then he will not forgive. It means forget the offense. What is the use? But one does not deliberately offend, whether he can forgive or he cannot forgive. But his job is to fall humbly at feet of this offended devotee and beg his forgiveness. So, with this introduction, now you are ready. So we take care of the first initiate first and the second. Okay, it is customary to pay obeisances to Srila Prabhupada and the deity. Then come along this line and they should face this way, and men face Sakshat Dandavat Ashtang. And women do panchang, means with the palms. So please all get up. Yes. The first initiate comes first. Second initiate comes afterward. Yeah, you can go. Yeah, walk around.
Come on. There is a system of the Panam and the Pats. But the use is this, of this, What does Miraj mean?
Yeah?
Oh my God. Miraj means lotus. I thought you do not have dust at your lotus feet. But Vaishnavas, lotus feet are always worshipped. So you will have lotus dust. What are the four regulatory principles?
religion, no illicit sex, no intoxication.
And we promise to chant 16 rounds daily without pain.
Yes, sir.
And voluntarily give 25 on the Ekadashi. So you are given the name Nityananda Priyadas. Nityananda Priya. Oh, the gag is going to take. All right. Mataji, you also promised to chant 16 rounds without pain.
Yes.
And for regulatory principles?
No intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating, and no illicit
sex. They are going to sacrifice all the taboos that we have laid down for liberation. By following strictly. So all the sinful activities will be consumed by the fire of devotion. So, her name is Rukmini Devi Das. Can sit down. Rukmini Devi Das Priti. Your way for liberation by following four different principles and you know it. What are these?
No meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling.
Wow. And general? Thank you. Shruti means Vedas, what should I give her for the name? I have given one. Of Radharani. And Radharani has also that name that she had, is Shruti. But I am giving her the name Smriti Devi Das. Smriti Puranadi Pancharatri ki vidhin vina aikanti ki harir bhakti utpatya kartade Jagvara, you should be cramming down. You appreciate it. And by the way, that is the Radharani. You are not coming? Jai! Hari Bol. You are complimentary to each other, I said last time. So, I don't have to tell the glories of the holy name anymore. But you are recommitting your vows? Okay. Good. So you can make a tangible progress. Just a reiterate what the vows today.
No different sex, no gambling, no drinking, no intoxication. You can't succeed on three more every day.
Okay. So you see after the fire sacrifice. So, you also speak of good. Yeah, good thing, huh? Krishna bless you.
Is this voluntary?
Yeah. Was it, you know, nobody made it compulsory 25 rounds on that religion.
It's not done. Huh? It's not done.
Yeah, it's not done. So it's presented. Well, you may chance to explain. But Prabhupada set a standard of 16 and we keep that in faithful. Bhanu means the sun, and Brahat means extended. And the extension of him is there in India, waiting for you.
He was the first.
Only a few days apart. Have you tempted him this time? So are you reconfirming your vows?
Yes, sir.
What are they?
No need to eat, no intoxication, no illicit sex, and no gambling.
Okay.
Chant minimum of 16 times every day.
Good.
The
purpose is try to chant. Yeah, chant. Try to chant. Okay. Good. Krishna bless you too. So I'll see you all three after the Pacific Rite is over. And come to the other guy. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.